number two, Chasing Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Hope you're having a fantastic start to your Tuesday. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier behind the glass. I think that's going to stick. I like that. That's a good one for sure.
Absolutely it will. Handsome young man, too.
Handsome.
Well, there's a lot of handsome to go around on
the
show.
There is.
What are we?
I'm not even counting myself. That's crazy.
Chase, Big Joe, this is the new show, 9 to 11. You can weigh in, 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. It was a big weekend of college football. So the top 25 is not out yet.
Like, I can't find it anywhere, and I'm excellent at Googling. But
I guess it's not. Yeah, the ESPN still has the preseason one.
Yeah, I've looked everywhere. I mean, I'm curious to see where Tennessee goes up. They deserve to be in the top 10. Clemson deserves to be bounced out. I saw one kind of, here's what's going to happen. They're still in the top 25. They need to be let go and get out of there. And then LSU needs to drop to 20 or something. That was a bad performance by LSU. That was just bad performance by them. And then it was not a great week for the SEC.
Top four probably doesn't change. Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama.
Alabama, yeah, it wouldn't. What was Clemson, like seventh or eighth?
Ninth,
okay. If I keep going up, I'd have caught it.
LSU is fifth. They'll drop to probably 10th.
No, 12th, they should 11th. Drop to 20.
I don't think they dropped that far.
They got beat bad.
They did, but I don't think they dropped that far.
I say 14.
Yeah. USC moves up to fifth. Jimmy Frank won pretty good, right?
Yeah, it beat – oh, goodness, Joe, you know this.
Oh, West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yeah. Well, actually, that was a close game for a while, but I think they ended up pulling away.
That environment looks really good.
Yeah.
I've never been.
I would love to go to Penn State. I know some people that went to Penn State.
Yep.
And they've said, like, you know, if you're looking for cool atmospheres, like, it's – especially, like, the whiteout, like, everything.
It could be fun. Like, a night game up there would be great.
Yeah. So I would say –
I just
say,
want to see Jimmy Frank.
Hey guys, State would probably move to six. Florida State up, Washington, Texas, and Tennessee both in the top 10.
Should be. By the way, I'm getting this whole Pac-12 went 13-0 over the weekend, and people were just like Pac-12. I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care. Just win your games. That's it. 13. I don't care if they went 6-7. I don't care. But the hell, Pac-12, 13-0, whatever, that's fine. That way. But, you know, again, bad for South Carolina, bad for LSU. Those are two really bad losses. I know this team, they're playing tough competition. I get that, but still, it's deflating, man. They need to get back up and go again.
A texter says we need new voices during the national anthem. Can you sing?
I can't sing.
Send us a recording.
I have sung the national anthem at some of the greatest venues in the world.
I bet it's great.
I did it at the Acropolis in Greece.
I did
it at Red Square in Moscow.
Do you remember the time we had Vince Gill on and he told the story?
It's a great story.
Of a World Series. It was 95 World Series in Atlanta.
He was late getting there because he didn't have a pass and the guy didn't know who he was. And then tell the rest.
So he's gets there and he's going to do the anthem and – he's going along and he's looking at this guy on the front row that is singing with him. And he's like, okay, I'm in good shape here.
The feedback in his ear was gone.
He lost his inner monitor. So he's watching this guy in front of him that's singing the words with him. And so that's helping him along. And halfway through the song, the guy stops and takes a bite of a hot dog. And he's got to finish it out.
Oh, it's fantastic. You're cruising so well, and then the guy eats a hot dog right in the middle of
like,
that.
Which, come on, who eats a hot dog in the middle of the national anthem? Take a minute.
By the way, I down in Alabama, they're playing Texas this week, and a lot of talk about Texas, what happened last year. And so last year when Alabama went to Austin, they usually put the visiting fan base in the corner of the end zone, right, on the lower level. But last year Texas put Alabama upper deck with the band. So you have to lug all that equipment all the way up there. So what does Alabama do this year? Same thing.
Okay. So
I love it.
I don't think the head coach should worry about any of that stuff, but something tells me that Steve Sarkisian had something to do with that last year.
Well, sure he did. Absolutely did.
Mind games. That's what it is.
Saban's taking receipts, too.
Oh, yeah.
So talking to some people
this down will be a good game
Tuscaloosa too. About Arch Manning at Texas, the intel, this is not for me, what I'm being told, is that he's not what he's made out to be. Now, I know it's through fall practice, only one game.
He's a freshman.
But he is not.
Well, I mean, let's see it this weekend.
Yeah, you know you're a big fan.
Yeah. I mean, he's a freshman.
He ain't playing this week.
Well, not this week.
No.
But, I mean, let's see it. You know,
I'm just telling you, man. I'm just relaying the message.
That's right. Quinn Ewers is playing. But.
You know, I'm not the guy that ran 26.3 miles in the marathon and told the Greek army that.
You're just on a Greek kick today.
The war's
over. What is it with you in Greece? Do you want to go to Greece?
Friends that are over there right now. And
are you jealous?
Pictures.
Like, do you have some FOMO?
Well, I don't know. Everybody went to Greece or Italy this summer. And the closest I went to that, I went to Fazoli's. I didn't go either.
Yeah.
But I'm getting pictures.
There's a cool Greek spot down the street that I like.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it Hero or Giro or Gyro or Giro?
It's Euro.
It's
none of those. It's
Euro. None that I brought up. So I can't go down there. Give me a Giro. It's a hero?
Yes.
Hero.
It's like it's fajita, not Vegeta.
All right. So I get that. All right.
What are we talking about?
Heroes. Aquaman.
I need a hero.
Yep. Do you consider the Hulk a superhero? Because he gets really mad.
I mean, yeah.
But what does he do for good? I mean, it isn't like.
Yeah, they can't really control him.
No. But is he a hero? He's not a hero.
He's an Avenger.
I don't get in all that stuff.
Well, you're the one that just brought up superheroes. And
but I don't think the Hulk is. But I know the Avengers. I don't know. Who's the guy that shoots the arrow?
Hawkeye. The Avengers.
Wasn't there a Green Arrow or a Green Lantern?
Yeah, but that's DC. Okay. There's Marvel and there's DC.
I like the Green Lantern. Green Lantern was the arrow guy, right? Or the Green Arrow?
No, Green. Got me all confused. Yeah, Green Lantern, I think, does have arrows, but that's. That's not.
What do you call the thing?
That, Marvel Green.
What do you call the thing they put the arrows in?
Come
on, you got this. I didn't know this
quill?
For a long. A what?
A quill.
Quiver.
Quiver.
Yeah, yeah, we'll give you half credit for that.
That's what I do the first time I talk to a girl. Quiver.
You quiver. You bring out your arrow. It's legal in 7 states. You gotta watch out for that. You don't have to do that with your quiver. No, I just. All right, it's heroes. If I go today, I say, give me a hero.
Yero.
Why do I not? Yero.
Yeah, it's not hero. Like, or.
Yero.
Yeah, it's like Euros. Euro.
You're a big lamb guy, Joe?
No, not really.
Try it. Lamb hero. Unbelievable.
Down the road here?
Now you're saying it's Euro.
Yero. I have like an emphasis to it. Sorry.
It's spelled G Y R O, but it's pronounced Euro.
Okay, but. Okay. I'm so confused.
Get some tabbouleh with it. Hummus. Mm.
It's Hamas.
Hamas?
No, I don't know what that is. Hummus is good, though. But let's go back to the euro. Isn't that the currency in Europe? Isn't that
that's
a euro?
The euro.
So what are you saying?
Euro.
Same thing.
Like your voice. People will say it gyro.
All right, what's the currency in Europe?
Euro.
What do we get at the Greek place?
Euro.
So you're eating money.
No.
It's more of a Y, like euro. That's kind of what he's giving that more of that emphasis rather than a euro with a U.
Green Arrow shoots arrows. Green Lantern has a ring that makes objects he thinks of. That's what it. Yeah, there's Green Arrow, but again, that's
Green. I like Green Arrow. He's a handsome man.
We are all over the place.
I like Green Arrow. I mean, he's like by day he's like a guy that would drive a truck, you know, build construction. Then at night he's at least back to the
Ricky. Ricky from the Unathletic has weighed in. It's euro, just like I'm saying.
But what's a currency in Europe?
Euro.
And the food is?
Yiro.
Yiro. Okay. I'll go with that. I don't know. If I go down there and I say, give me a Yiro, and they laugh at me, I'm coming back to find you. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay. They won't.
By the way, we still got our bet. Our bet, people have kind of weighed in on our bet a little bit here. We have a bet for Florida-Tennessee next week.
Yep.
I say Florida wins.
Tennessee wins.
You take me to eat anywhere on Lebanon Road, and if... Tennessee wins, I'll take you from, you got like two blocks. You get to choose.
Why can't I do Lebanon Road?
Because I don't, okay, you do Lebanon Road, that's fine. There's a Taco Bell.
I'll make you drive to Bellevue.
That's not part of the deal. I'm not doing it. You're going to go to Donaldson Hermitage. It's by the station. It's all you got. I get that.
So that's our bet. We'll go get euros. How about that?
Okay. No, you pick whatever you want. Well, because I'm going to – but there's got to be a limit with this. But you don't think Florida has a chance?
No.
Why?
Because I don't think they're very good. I mean, did you watch that game?
I did watch it. They were bad.
They couldn't get anything going. And Tennessee, like, had a couple of miscues for sure, you know, to start the game on offense. I mean, they should have had – Joe should have had two more touchdowns than he actually did because they got dropped. And I don't think that was on him. But, I just think Tennessee's a better team. And I think that defense looked pretty good too.
All right, and my counter with that is Florida knows that they lost badly, and they know they can really make up a lot of ground by beating Tennessee. Now, if this game was in Neyland, I would not take this bet. But since that's in Florida, I'm taking Florida in this. And I got no dog in the hunt. I think Florida can redeem a lot of things winning that game against Tennessee. And that they win that game, that Utah loss is pushed aside. It is. Same way you were on The Bachelor 4 years ago. You're pushed aside after the first round.
Yeah, I was.
You didn't even get a rose. You got a gift card to Red Robin. You're like, get out.
Hey, look, I'll take that.
Right. You can't eat a rose, wasn't man. That. You got Red Robin there. But I think Florida wins that.
I disagree. I just think – I don't think this Billy Napier thing is going to work. And I liked him. But, again, so we'll tie this into Deion. You know, can the stuff that works at the mid-level translate to the big level? With Billy Napier, I think the question is no. We'll discuss Deion coming up next. Chase and Big Joe here on a Tuesday, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
They gave me my theme music!
Chase and Big Joe show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Deion Sanders with his theme music. People on our text line enjoying our Euro conversation. Well, except for Raymond. Raymond doesn't like it, but sorry, Raymond. Well, we'll get back to more serious things in a moment.
Come on, Raymond.
Thank you for listening.
Raymond, you're invited next or 2 weeks when Chase takes me to eat after Tennessee gets beat by Florida. And, you know.